So Charlie Kirk mural appeared this morning in Belgrade, Serbia, and the story behind it is fascinating. Charlie once said that he played on an all-Serbian basketball team in Chicago back in the 2000s called the Illinois White Eagles. He was the only American on the team, so the guys gave him a Serbian nickname, Kirkovic.
I played on a Serbian basketball team, actually. My name was Ševa Kirkovic.
This mural is based on an old blurry team photo. The jersey had the Serbian coat of arms on the heart. This is a proof that freedom and courage transcend borders, that when you stand for what you believe in, your story echoes far beyond your own country. You can find it just a minute's walk from the Belgrade Waterfront Gallery entrance. This is how Serbs pay tribute, by putting their friend Charlie Kirkovic forever on this wall.
That's fascinating. I had no idea that he was known in Serbia, of all places, and that there was a connection. And I suppose it's true that if you're saying something that is cross-culturally true and cross-culturally relevant, then in a world of the internet, in a world in which increasingly most people, or at least young people, speak English, a world of a lingua franca, then you will become internationally famous and become looked up to even in the most obscure places, like Serbia. Well, Serbia is reasonably obscure, I suppose.